Really, it wasn't. They had someone got their sources wrong. It wasn't a virus. Pretty much what it was. Like, I had a pretty much the rhythm of my heart wasn't like beating correctly, and then they were just trying to make sure everything was right. So before they threw me back on the field, so just ran a bunch of tests and got a few second opinions and feel great.
How cracking was the situation?
Oh man, scary. It was scary. You know, definitely scary. You know, with medical conditions in my family. You know. Yeah. You know, it's definitely scary, and just blessed to be able to play another down and be back out here with my teammates. So, you know, I couldn't do anything for a while, but it feels good to be back out here and give it all I got.
Had you ever had that before?
No, never. No, It happened after the Carolina game, and, you know, just wasn't feeling right. So I got checked up, and everything's good now.
What were you feeling?
Just, my heart was kind of racing, you know. And I just didn't know why it wasn't settling down after the game. And, went to the hospital and ran a bunch of tests on me. Felt like a lab rat for a few weeks. And but I'm good. I'm good.
What was kind of the worst-case scenario fear that you had? What were you fearful of hearing from the doctors?
It was definitely stressful for a little bit. But, growing up in the church, I just put my faith in God and, If my time from playing football was over, I had a good run at it, but my work isn't done yet, and God had better plans for me, and I'm still here.
Is that actually a thought or a fear at one point that you might be done?
Yeah, because they didn't really know what was wrong with me, and they run a lot of tests, and I didn't know what it really was. So
they say what caused it?
No idea.
Was it an antibiotics thing? Because it was like a virus.
Nothing was really, it was never a virus. They actually ruled it out.
Okay.
And it wasn't a heart attack, so they really didn't know what it was. And, I have an idea, just something weird, freaky accident that just happened. I have no idea, but feel good now. I feel great. It feels good, being out here with my teammates and running around and trying to get back into shape. And, I can't wait. I can't wait. Whenever my time to play, whenever coach gives me the clearance to play, it's going to be a great feeling. But just taking it day to day, just enjoying being back out there.
Is Sunday completely out of the question?
I have no idea. It's not my decision. It's up to the trainers, the doctors. And, I'm just staying positive and doing what I can do.
Do you feel like physically, though, you get your wind back and you feel like your conditioning, it's not taking too much away from you where you're pretty much close back to being where you were training camp?
I feel good. Yesterday, it was limited a little bit, but feel good. I feel great. So we'll see. I'm just taking it day by day. And, it's coach's call. Whenever they feel good enough and confident throwing me back out there, it'll be their decision, and you got to respect it.
With all that said, just how frustrating was it having you were having such a strong summer?
It's definitely frustrating, coming off a great season last year and feel like I'm on pace to have another awesome year. And, it's definitely frustrating, but it's a minor setback. And, I'm very confident. I don't feel that far out of shape. The last 3 or 4 days I've been pushing it pretty hard, trying to get myself ready to play whenever that is. And, controlling the controllables, that's all I can do.
And it took the doctors 2 weeks to have any idea what was wrong?
Yeah, anytime when you have something with the heart, it's a liability to throw a guy back out there, that'd be the worst case scenario, something me kick over out there. But, just getting different opinions from different doctors and putting brainstorming things together and trying to figure out what's wrong with me and, why it occurred and, make sure I'm healthy enough to get back out there.